92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans. I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. Lisa Hale reports.
If it's adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal judge to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. I'm Lisa Hale.
With the 2026 election less than a year away, fundraising efforts in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race are kicking up. James Kelly reports.
According to campaign finance reports, incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden led 2025 in campaign fundraising with over $4.3 million. Rebecca Cook, pursuing a rematch of 2024 with Congressman Van Orden, raised over $4 million last year. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge will challenge Cook for the Democratic nomination in August and raised nearly $400,000 last year. While Congressman Van Orden led the total fundraising battle in 2025, Cook raised nearly double his fundraising total in last reporting period of the year. From October through December, Congressman Van Orden raised a little less than $670,000, while Cook brought in about $1.1 million. This is Cook's third run for the 3rd Congressional District after falling short in the Democratic primary in 2022 and narrowly losing to Congressman Van Orden in the 2024 election. Berge raised about $115,000 over that period. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to learn more about flood risks in their area and explore their flood insurance options in honor of Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to a press release, Flood Insurance Awareness Week will run through Saturday, giving the agency a good opportunity to highlight the importance of getting flood insurance. The DNR is also sharing tips on when residents could qualify for federal flood insurance and what it means to own property in a federally designated flood zone or special flood hazard area. Agency officials say typical homeowner and renter insurance policies usually don't cover flood damage. Federal flood insurance is available for properties both inside and outside special flood hazard areas, but is only in communities that participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. The DNR's floodplain program tracks community enrollment in the National Flood Insurance Program. Residents who own property in a special flood hazard area and have a mortgage from a federally regulated lender are also required to have flood insurance. I'm James Kelly.
And I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County, near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the planned closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. Three Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with some late afternoon and evening thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be on the strong side, so be weather aware here tonight especially. Our high today right around 80. Tonight will drop to near 60 tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms with some heavy rain and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.